You have already had this experience, whether or not you had a name for it. A piece begins. It moves away from what it first gave you. New material appears. The ground shifts. And then, at some crucial moment, something returns. Not just a melody, a place. And when it returns, the return feels meaningful. That feeling is where formal hearing begins. Up to now, we have spoken mostly about local things. A phrase, a cadence, a rhythm, a motif, a texture. Today we step back. We are going to stop listening only to moments and start listening to shape. Form is the shape of thought in music. It is the way a piece remembers itself. It is how a long piece remains intelligible over time. If melody is the sentence and harmony the emotional weather, form is the architecture. Not decoration, not packaging. Architecture. Most people hear music in the immediate tense. This phrase is beautiful. That chord hurts. This rhythm catches the body. All of that is real and necessary. But longer music asks more of the ear. It asks whether you can remember what you heard 3 minutes ago. It asks whether you can recognize a return when it comes back altered. It asks whether you can tell the difference between new material and old material in motion. Those are questions of form. And form is often misunderstood. Students often imagine it as a set of diagrams imposed from outside, as though theory came first and music had to submit. But form is not an external scheme. It is one of the central ways music thinks. A composer presents something, contrasts it, returns to it, transforms it, tests it, withholds it, vindicates it. Those are formal actions. So, in this lecture, I want to give you not a catalogue of forms, but a set of instincts, three mainly. Return, contrast, development. If you can hear those three things, then rondo, theme and variations, and sonata form will stop being chapter headings and begin to sound like realities in time. That is the threshold we are trying to cross. A few terms. Binary form. Two-part form. A, then B. Simple, but not simple-minded. Music states one region, then moves to another. Ternary form. Three-part form. A, B, A. A statement. A contrast. A return. One of the most basic and enduring shapes in Western music. Rondo. A recurring principal section interrupted by contrasting episodes. A, B, A, C, A. Or some expanded version of that instinct. The key idea is recurrence. The listener is allowed to leave, but not permanently. Theme and variations. A theme is stated, then reimagined. The surface may change completely. The identity does not. Form here depends on recognition through alteration. Sonata form, the great classical dramatic engine. Material is presented, destabilized, and returned. The traditional labels are exposition, development, recapitulation. But do not let the labels become more important than the experience. The experience is the point. Exposition, the section in which the main material is laid out. The piece tells you what its important ideas are. Development, the section in which those ideas are worked on, broken apart, sequenced, moved through different keys, made unstable. Recapitulation, the return of the main material. Not always unchanged, not mere repetition. Return under changed conditions. Coda. A closing section that comes after the principal formal work has already been done. Movement. One complete section of a larger work. Let us begin with the simplest forma pleasure. Return. Take Fur Elise. This piece is useful not because it is simple, but because it is familiar. And here familiarity is an advantage. You know the opening, Almost everyone does. What matters is not only that Beethoven gives it to you once, but that he knows when to bring it back. Listen now. Notice one thing only, the return of the opening material after contrast. When it comes back, do not analyze it, just register it. There, back again. That is form at its most immediately audible. A section departs, something else happens, and then the familiar thing returns and restores orientation. That is rondo in its simplest audible form. The listener wanders. The music keeps the path open, and this matters pedagogically. The first real step in hearing form is not learning terminology. It is learning to feel when the piece has found its way back to itself. Now we move into larger territory. Sonata form is one of the great achievements of the classical style, and also one of the most abused topics in pedagogy. People often teach it as a diagram. That is a pity. It is far more alive than that. At its heart, sonata form is not a chart. It is a drama of presentation. Departure, instability, and return. Listen to the opening movement of Eine kleine Nachtmusik. The first theme enters with confidence. It is public music, clear, rhythmic, unmistakable in profile. Then another kind of material appears, smoother, more lyrical, less declarative. Good. That is the exposition in broad terms, the laying out of material. Now comes the crucial thing, development. This is where the composer stops presenting and starts working with the material. Fragments are repeated, sequences built, harmony shifts, the music becomes less settled. Listen to this passage and notice the loss of stability, not chaos, instability. That distinction matters. This is one of the deepest ideas in all of form. Music can create drama not only by presenting new material, but by placing earlier material under pressure. Now the recapitulation. The earlier ideas return, but they do not return as if nothing had happened. A genuine recapitulation is a return made necessary by the journey. That is why formal return can feel so inevitable. It is not merely that something comes back. It is that it comes back with authority. The piece has gone away from itself and recovered itself. That is sonata form at its most persuasive.
Now to a different kind of formal intelligence. In rondo, the refrain returns. In sonata form, material departs and is brought back in larger proportion. In variation form, the composer asks a subtler question. How much can I change while preserving identity? Listen first to the aria from the Goldberg Variations. Do not cling only to the melody. Listen to the pacing, the balance, the underlying harmonic gait. Now listen to a variation.
At the surface, almost everything may seem changed. The texture may be more active, the rhythm may be more intricate, the mood may be entirely different, and yet the piece remains answerable to the same underlying identity.
This is one of the great educations of variation form. It teaches the ear to hear continuity beneath disguise. That is not a narrow technical skill. It is central to mature listening.
It is how you begin to hear Brahms. It is how you hear thematic transformation. It is how you hear opera when a motif returns in altered emotional light. It is even how you hear film scores intelligently. Variation form sharpens memory. It asks whether you can recognize identity under changed conditions.
Before we finish, let us return briefly to smaller forms. Binary form, A, then B. Ternary form, A, B, A. These may sound modest beside sonata form. They are not. They are foundational.
Many of the largest structures in Western music grow out of these same primary instincts. Statement, contrast, return. The human mind likes departure and return. It likes difference, but not endless formlessness. It likes recognition. That is why these shapes endure. They answer to very deep habits of memory and expectation. And once you begin to hear them, large-scale pieces become less forbidding. You begin to sense that even the grandest architecture is built from intelligible gestures.
This lecture opens directly into the form struck, where rondo, sonata form, variation form, fugue, symphony and opera receive fuller treatment. It also changes how you hear almost everything else in track zero. T0.5 on motifs becomes partly a question of how motifs behave across time. T0.8 on advanced harmony becomes part of the engine of development and return. Form gathers the earlier lectures into something larger than the sum of their parts.
And it changes the way you hear the great composers themselves. Mozart is not merely elegant, he is proportionate. Beethoven is not merely forceful, he is architectonic. Bach is not merely intricate, he is structural in the deepest sense.
Once form becomes audible, composers stop sounding like collections of gestures and begin to sound like minds at work. Check yourself. I am going to play three short excerpts. For each one, do not ask for the full diagnosis. Ask one simpler question. Are we hearing return, contrast, or transformation? That is enough.
If you heard a recurring main section coming back after episodes, that is Rondo logic. If you heard one underlying idea reimagined in a different surface, that is variation logic. If you heard material presented, unsettled, and then restored, that is sonata thinking. At first, you may not catch every case. That is normal. What matters is that your listening is no longer only local. You are beginning to hear shape, and hearing shape is one mark of serious listening. Your assignment? Listen to the first movement of Mozart's Symphony No. 40, and then the first movement of the Jupiter Symphony. In each case, listen for three landmarks. The first theme, the second theme, the development. Do not ask for more than that. If you can hear those three landmarks, the architecture has already begun to emerge. And once that happens, you will never again hear a classical first movement as a stream of pleasant sound. You will hear it as thought in motion.